But Harry was not interested in being told off. He wanted to discuss what he had just seen. "He's found Grigorovich, Hermione, and I think he's killed him. But before he killed him, he read Grigorovich's mind. And I saw..." "I think I'd better take over the watch if you're so tired. You're falling asleep," said Hermione coldly. "I can finish the watch." "No, you're obviously exhausted. Go and lie down."
She dropped down in the mouth of the tent, looking stubborn. Angry but wishing to avoid a row, Harry ducked back inside. Ron's still pale face was poking out from the lower bunk. Harry climbed into the one above him, lay down, and looked up at the dark canvas ceiling. After several moments, Ron spoke in a voice so low that it would not carry to Hermione, huddled in the entrance.
"What's you-know-who doing?"
Harry screwed up his eyes in the effort to remember every detail, then whispered into the darkness,
"He found Grigorovich. He had him tied up. He was torturing him. How's Grigorovich supposed to make him a new wand if he's tied up? I don't know. It's weird, isn't it?"
Harry closed his eyes, thinking of all he had seen and heard. The more he recalled, the less sense it made. Voldemort had said nothing about Harry's wand, nothing about the twin cores, nothing about Grigorovich making a new and more powerful one to beat Harry's.
"He wanted something from Grigorovich,"
Harry said, eyes still closed tight.
"He asked him to hand it over, but Grigorovich said it had been stolen from him. And then...
He remembered how he, as Voldemort, had seemed to hurtle through Grigorovich's eyes into his memories.
"He read Grigorovich's mind. And I saw this young bloke perched on a windowsill, and he fired a curse at Grigorovich and jumped out of sight. He stole it. He stole whatever you-know-who's after, and I think I've seen him somewhere."
Harry wished he could have another glimpse of the laughing boy's face. The theft had happened many years ago, according to Grigorovich. Why did the young thief look familiar? The noises of the surrounding woods were muffled inside the tent. All Harry could hear was Ron's breathing. After a while, Ron whispered,
"Couldn't you see what the thief was holding? No, it must have been something small. Harry?"
The wooden slats of Ron's bunk creaked as he repositioned himself in bed.
"Harry, you don't reckon you know who's after something else to turn into a Horcrux?" "I don't know,"
said Harry slowly.
"Maybe. But wouldn't it be dangerous for him to make another one? Didn't Hermione say he had pushed his soul to the limit already?" "Yeah, but maybe he doesn't know that." "Yeah, maybe,"
said Harry. He had been sure that Voldemort had been looking for a way around the problem of the twin cores, sure that Voldemort sought a solution from the old wandmaker, and yet he had killed him, apparently without asking him a single question about wand law. What was Voldemort trying to find? Why, with a Ministry of Magic and the Wizarding World at his feet, was he far away, intent on the pursuit of an object that Grigorovich had once owned and which had been stolen by the unknown thief? Harry could still see the blonde-haired youth's face. It was merry, wild. There was a Fred and Georgish air of triumphant trickery about him. He had soared from the windowsill like a bird. And Harry had seen him before, but he could not think where. With Grigorovich dead, it was the merry-faced thief who was in danger now, and it was on him that Harry's thoughts dwelled as Ron's snores began to rumble from the lower bunk, and as he himself drifted slowly into sleep once more.